So you've talked about your trajectory backward toward Homer. When did you begin to feel you were ready?
Well, I never felt I was ready, but I remember when I first decided to try, and it was about 1990, and I did Iliad 22, so Achilles, you know, and Hector, and I didn't like it very much, and I just put it aside. And then I did Iliad 1, and I did it completely, you know, differently. I let myself be. I cut loose. I really went for it. My first attempt was simply too cautious. You know, this is Homer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The utmost respect for Homer, more than for any other poet, really. And you have to have that respect. You have to respect his dire dignity. It's mm-hmm. always there, even when, well, what was the line we were talking about earlier with Thersites?
Mm-hmm.
I'll strip your ass bare. yeah, the soldiers have to sound like soldiers. That's one mm-hmm. thing. But that dignity is always, it's always there. But I was too conscious of it. Yeah. But when I got into Achilles and Agamemnon arguing, I think that's what sort of freed me.
Hmm.
And I saw that, okay, I can do this.
I know you've talked a bit about this in the past, but the process of sort of visualizing and reimagining, you know, many poet translators talk about that. I'm curious about your working methodology. You said you felt a connection when you got to that argument.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that part of the essence that you're getting to is a sort of dramatic essence before you can feel the words come? Or?
Oh, it's certainly a dramatic essence in Homer. I mean, Homer is 50% speeches. It's dramatic encounters, you know, characters. And, of course, there's narration also. For me, it's very cinematic rather than, you know, dramaturgy. You know that article, I can't remember right now who wrote it, about the Aeneid cinematography, the Aeneid of cinematography. You know what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
We'll fill it in later.
We'll fill it in later. You can fill it in. Or you can say, oh, yes, I remember it.
That's right. That's right. We'll splice it in.
Reference here is to Fred Mensch's article, The Film Sense in the Aeneid, published in Orion Magazine, 1969, issue 8.
He takes a scene from the Aeneid and says, let's just look at this as if it's screenplay. And you can see the camera angles. You can see when you're panning. You can see when you're focusing in. You can see the sharp cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Virgil learned that from Homer. So there's a kind of cinematic choreography that I'm aware of, and it shapes the lines.
Mm-hmm.
When I came on to that, I'm not quite sure, but Christopher Logue was a tremendous influence on me. You know, so his translation of the Patroclea, 16th book of the Iliad, commissioned by BBC, still available in that wonderful recording. Logue himself is one of the voices. There are three other male voices, and Vanessa Redgrave, that's Hera, and she does the similes.
Mm-hmm.
Consider wolves, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the way. So I've become acquainted with this in the early 70s at the University of Texas. And reverting to my old habits, I listened to it so much I had it memorized. So I had Christopher Logue's translation of Book 16 of the Iliad memorized. Imagine how I felt when in the course of translating the Iliad, I come to Book 16. What do I do? But at some point, and I'm getting back to your original question, Logue introduces a simile in this way. Try to imagine what it looked like. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You try to help the reader imagine, that is, form an image of what it looked like. And I think Homer is doing that all the time, and he's doing it from multiple perspectives. You could take the Iliad as it is and write it up as a screenplay. I wrote a screenplay of the Iliad.
Oh, you did?
Yes, with a screenplay writer. But we collaborated on it. He had an agent at Warner Brothers, and we sent it to him. It begins where the Iliad begins. It begins with the old priest, you know, coming down the shore. Actually, as the credits are gone up, going up, you know, interior, Achilles' hut, dawn. We see three bodies, two male and one female, strewn together, so we can't quite tell who's been sleeping with whom. And then you see the old priest coming. Homer is one of the is the narrator, so he appears on the beach at several junctures. You can imagine perhaps what that would be like. And at the very end, each time Homer appears, the crowd is a little larger, listening, you know, to him tell the story. At the very end, for the funeral of Hector, all of Troy is assembled there.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
And so it begins where the Iliad begins, ends when it ends. Of course, it leaves a lot out. The only deity is Thetis, Achilles' mother, and she's mostly backlit.
Mm-hmm.
So we send it and don't hear anything. And finally, he calls my friend, the screenplay writer, and the secretary answers the phone. Oh, yeah, you know, that came and it was on his desk, but didn't you hear that he died? Great. No. 2 years later, Warner Brothers comes out with Troy, with Brad Pitt.
So
it gave them an idea.
Anyway. You didn't go to law over this.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Troy is nothing like our screenplay.
I think so. It's a very medieval version in some ways with the romance and all. But yeah. I was going to say that there's a funny thing that I immediately picked up when I saw Troy, which is Achilles in bed with two women, as if to say, this is definitely not, you know, the Achilles and Patroclus of Aeschylus. You know? Drawing a line right through
that. There's one line from the Iliad that is from Homer, or maybe it's two or three lines. Peter O'Toole plays Priam. I can imagine Peter O'Toole reading this and say, for God's sakes, give me one decent line. So he has, it's actually right from my translation.
Oh, really?
I am more pitiable. I have kissed the hand of the man who killed my son.
That is absolutely clear in my memory now from the movie. So that was you.
That's me.
And did you get a credit in that?
No.
Oh, wow.
It's so short that it's, I guess it's a fair use
fair
or something.
Use. Yeah. Well, it's Peter O'Toole. Matter. That's not. That's
yeah, I was happy. I was happy. You know, while we're on to this, can we go back to this? I want to read this so that the listener can try to see the shifting camera angles in this passage. How would you film this? How would you mark up the screenplay? So the passage actually begins with a simile. So imagine that you're filming this simile. Snow flurries can come so thick and fast from the cold northern sky that the wind that bears them becomes an icy, blinding glare. Then shift. So too the gleaming, polished weaponry. The helmets, shields, spears, and plated corselets, all the bronze paraphernalia of war that issued from the ships. Then the rising glare reflected off the coppery sky, and the land beneath laughed under the arcing metallic glow. So you're the cinematographer.
Mm-hmm.
Then a deep bass thrumming rose from the marching feet, and like a bronze bolt in the center, Achilles, who now began to arm. His eyes glowed like white-hot steel, and he gritted his teeth against the grief that had sunk into his bones. And every motion he made in putting on the armor forged for him in heaven was an act of passion directed against the Trojans, clasping on his shins the greaves trimmed in silver at the ankles, strapping the corselet onto his chest, slinging the silver-studded bronze sword around a shoulder, and then lifting the massive heavy shield that spilled light around it as if it were the moon. Now this camera angle. Or a fire that is flared up in a lonely settlement high in the hills of an island, reflecting light off the faces of men who have put out to sea. and must watch helplessly as rising winds bear them away from their dear ones. I mean, is that a screenplay or
not? Absolutely. Yeah, you can storyboard that right out.